The stillness hung in the air, thick and suffocating as Mary moved through the kitchen preparing for the day ahead. Each clink of porcelain and shuffling of utensils echoed in the absence of their laughter. She could feel the weight of unspoken words and unmet gazes, the emotional distance widening with every second. Dawn was up there, lost in her own silence, and Mary couldn't shake the worry that the little girl was retreating further into herself. Meanwhile, in the other room, Adam sat, a solitary figure shrouded in the glow of his computer screen. The outside world, with its vibrant noise and chaotic energy, felt distant and foreign, as if it had slipped away while he was preoccupied with the weight of his own thoughts. A blue flash caught his eye. AI ethics proposal. The words were dull, like teeth too weak to bite. His breath slipped out with an edge, a sigh tangled in a ghost of a laugh. This used to be a topic with claws. His gaze drifted from the screen to the bookshelf. To the Pulitzer. He saw how its shine had gone pale, dust collecting in the name. His name. He remembered when those letters meant something, when it felt dangerous to speak them. The city seemed on the brink, every breath a gamble. And now his breath was airless. The glow from the monitor gave him a flat electronic pallor. He pictured his younger self as he had been during those wild months of research, those sleepless, thrilling days of late-night presses and scrambling assistants. The thick-wristed young reporter, bright-eyed with adrenaline, pounding words into a furious sequence, working the phone with the loud certainty of the newly published. He had warned of AI long before it became a reality, seeing its potential in the bare glint of microchips and data trails. When others saw spreadsheets, he saw the first ghost, half-formed but inevitable, waiting to haunt the headlines. It was a fire that had burned in him, this need to speak before others saw, to give words to things that had not yet grown flesh. His voice had been his greatest gift. He wondered, as he stared at the blank screen and its unmoving cursor, whether that voice had now gone hoarse. Perhaps it had only ever been an echo, a temporary claim, something that filled him but would not stay, leaving him hollow and confused in its wake.